One of them has a little bit of a bearing with the Gemara that we read this week. Right? Am Rav Noi, umitzasa dasa liyadi mashma, right? The mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. The mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda appears twice in Chumash. In Parshas Mishpatim, and in our Parshas Kiseitse. Parshas Mishpatim, the Torah says, Ki sivga shor o yivcha, o chamoro to'er hashev tishivenu lo. So that's the one pasuk that you have in Parshas Mishpatim. If you bump into the ox of your enemy or his donkey that is straying, you shall surely return it to him. In our parasha in Kiseitse, Torah has a couple more psukim, more elaboration on the mitzvah. Lo sireh es shor achicha o es seyo nidachim is alamta mehem hashev tishivim lachicha. So notice a couple of interesting differences. First of all, the Torah sets it up in a negative, not just the mitzvah, the asay, but lo sireh es shor achicha, you shall not see the animals of your brother. Here it says achicha, it says shor achicha o es seyo nidachim, the Russian here is nidachim, as opposed to there just as to'eh v'hisalamta. In other words, so the Torah phrases there as the negative, lo sireh v'hisalamta, do not see it and avoid it. Rather, Hashem b'shivim l'achicha. And then the Torah goes on with more details. You don't know who he is. Then there's a requirement to be metapa with the Aveda. It shall remain with you ad rosh achicha usov hashibo salom, until he seeks it out, and then you shall return it. And then there's another pasuk as well. A third pasuk. V'chein tasalach amoro. And the Torah tells you that it's true for all kinds of things, not just for a shor and a seh. It shall be the same thing for his donkey, for his garment, whatever it is that gets lost from the owner, and you find it. And then the Torah reiterates the lav, lo suchal his alem. Notice initially it says lo sira asher achicha v'chuli b'salamta. That's already a lav, and then it's lo suchal his alem. It says it again later. So there's, notice a number of differences that are added here on top of Mishpatim. The old Sase component actually says it twice. It talks about all different types of items and emphasizes them. It says Achicha. Okay, so obviously we could spend a few weeks on trying to medayik all the differences here. But just to notice is already something. So a couple of little ha'aris. First of all, the Ramban, starting with the Ramban on the Chumash. The Ramban points out that this mitzvah of Shavas Aveda is a mitzvah mibu'eres. She'omar b'Torah ki sivka shor yivcha chamoro to'eh hashev tishivenu lo. When the Ramban says in Sefer Dvarim about a particular mitzvah, it's a mitzvah mibu'eres. So let me explain what he means. The Ramban is in his very beginning of Sefer Dvarim points out in his Abdama as well, and also in the beginning of Dvarim, that there are two categories of mitzvahs in Mishneh Torah. One category of mitzvah is a mitzvah mechudeshes, mitzvah that has not yet appeared in four svarim of Chumash yet. That is to say, Moshe Rabbeinu received everything already in the first year from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But not every mitzvah that he heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu did he communicate to Kal Yisrael right away. There are mitzvahs that Moshe didn't communicate till the 40th year, during those few weeks that Sefer Dvarim spans from the beginning of Shvat until Zayin Adar. So there are mitzvahs that appear there that did not appear before. We have mitzvah of Yibum, for example, at the end of our parasha, mitzvah of Gerishin, many mitzvahs that don't find any indication, any remez in the earliest form of Chumash, and only appear in Mishpatim, in Sefer Dvarim, and that's the mitzvah of Chudeshes. On the other hand, there are other mitzvahs that already have appeared, but Sefer Dvarim, they appear again with more detail. And that was part of the kavanah of Moshe Rabbeinu, as alluded to in the beginning of Sefer Dvarim, that Moshe felt the need leva'er, holy Moshe be'er es haTorah hazos. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to flesh out details of mitzvahs for Kal Yisrael who heard the mitzvah already, on one level, to give them over more about that mitzvah. So that's why the Ramban uses this terminology here. Whenever he comes to a mitzvah, he immediately comments, what kind of mitzvah? Is it mitzvah chodeshes or mitzvah mevueres? So this is a mitzvah mevueres. The hosif pekan, and then there's more here that you don't have earlier. So the Ramban continues. The hosif pekan lemar nidachim. So the Ramban notice what one of the many diyukim that we alluded to, that before it says to'eh, and here it says nidachim. What's the difference? Ki toeh shetoeh midarko v'yochol atoso haderech below amol gadol. In other words, it's just straying a little bit. All you need to do is sort of veer it back on the right path. And then nidachim, on the other hand, shebaruchu mimeno v'chiko, it went far, far away. It's totally, totally lost. And that's a different, it's a bigger chiddush, right? And that's why it mentions seh. Notice, in Parshas Mishpatim, it says, ki sitka shoro yivcha ochamoro toeh. And what does it say here by nidachim? It says, lo sire es shorachicha o es seyo. It mentions seh, because seh generally is a type of animal that more likely, if it gets lost, it's not going to find its way back. A shorachamor instinctively would find its way back more readily than a sheep. The hiskir seshu ka'oved, like it says in the pasuk in Tehillim at the end of Kuf Yutes. I think the mamish, the last pasuk there, Kuf Yutes is of course Asheris Mimederach, right? Every letter has eight psukim. So Taf, Ta'isi Keser Oved Bakesh Avdecha. That's the pasuk over there at the end of Kuf Yutes. So that's the true. That's true by a sheep. Then the Ramban goes on, talks about the other details. It mentions chamoro, it mentions simraso, which is not as chaviv to the owner. Still, you have a mechiyuv hashavas aveda, chol aveda sachicha. Okay, the Ramban in Hilchos Gzeilah Aveda Perek Yud Aleph. Interesting Ramban. We know there's an asay and a los asay involved in hashavas aveda, right? But the way it's written here, it sounds like there are two mentions. It's mentioned twice, the lo sase, lo sire v'hisalamta, and then it says further, lo sucha v'hisalam. Does it mean the count is two lo sases? No, the Rambam seems to say it's one lo sase. But it's interesting which lo sase goes on what case. There's a case where you see it, and the Torah says don't avoid it. Then there's a case where you picked it up. Umitzasa the asa liyade mashma that we had in our Gemara. The Rambam writes as follows: Hashav aveda liYisrael mitzvah asay. Shenemar hashiv teshivim lachicha. That's the mitzvah asay. V'haroeh avedas Yisrael v'nisalei mimena. If you see an aveda of a Jew and you avoid it, v'hinicha and you leave it there, you don't pick it up. You just continue walking. Over below sasay. You violate a lav. What lav? Shenemar. Lo sire es shorachicha v'hisalamta. So the Rambam initially quotes the lav of lo sire v'hisalamta in a case where you didn't pick it up. What about the assay? It's also interesting machlokas. Is there a bitul assay if you don't pick up the aveda? Or it's only in a bitul assay if you picked it up and you didn't return it. So the Rambam skita is ubita mitzvah assay. In other words, if it's roeh v'nisalem, over below sase, shenem lo sire v'salamta, ubito mitzvah sase. Shitas of Rambam is that there's a bito mitzvah sase of Hashava even on the level where you only saw them and walked away. The Ramban argues later in Daf Lamed in the second parak, those who are learning the second parak, you can look at the Ramban there. Vime, shivam ki mitzvah sase. The Ram continues in Halacha Beis. Lokach eso aveda v'lo heshiva. Suppose you took the aveda and then you kept it. You didn't return it. Bita mitzvah sasei, that's for sure. He didn't do hashava. The avar al shnei lavin. What's the shnei lavin? If I had to stop right now, you might say, what are two lavin? Maybe lo sira b'salamta. But wait a second, no, he wasn't that. He passed. He didn't pass by and avoid it. He picked it up. Shnei lavin. Al lo sucha lis alem v'al lo sigzo. Lo sigzo. But notice the Rambam's Mishana the Lashon. The first case, the Rambam says, the law that you violate is lo sires shorachicha v'salamta, the beginning of the parasha. And then the Rambam has, if you took it and didn't return it, then you mevatel the law of suchos alein. So they point out, and it's even his pirush on the Sifrei, points out that the Rambam is very meduyik with our Gemara, that Gemara quotes from Rav Noi in Bava Kamma. Umitzasa means the asaliyade mashma, correct? So therefore, lo sucha lis alem is going in the case we already have it. And the case where you avoided it to begin with, that's which lav? That's the lav of lo sire v'salamta. He has problems from the Gemara in the second parak, the chuli, you have to know from the falco here, but the Rambam is very meduyik with what we had in our Gemara, that there's one case before you picked it up, and that's the lav of lo sire v'salamta, and then the other lo sucha lis alem. just want to mention that there's machshava. There's a lot that's said on mitzvah hashava saveda pi machshava. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh here in this parish, Rabbi Simon Sefer has a whole arichas on this Or HaChaim, that the mitzvah hashava saveda is a remnant to the mitzvah of Kol Yisrael Reivim Zevazeh, of Ochiach Tochiach. You might see a brother of yours who's straying, and sure, and several remuzin to different levels of Jews, and you have a chiyuv to bring them back. Achicha might mean to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have responsibility to bring people back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's one dimension also to the notion of Hashavas Aveda. Then there's another level also, that is the notion that really HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his own way, tries to bring everything back to him. And like it says, Lo Yidach Menu Yidach, sometimes even a neshama that seems to be so far gone, Hashavas Aveda has the notion, the remez in it, that it will all come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I just want to end with another interesting twist on this. Rav Schwab in his Sefer and Chumash points out there's a remez for us, Musar Haskel, the mitzvah of Losuchu Alim. Don't avoid the Aveda. You see it and you walk by, you don't do anything. Now David HaMelech writes in Tehillim at the end of Kuf Yutes, Ta'isi Kiseh Oved Bakesh Avdechu, we mentioned before the Pasuk. So we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we've strayed, right? We're going to be saying this, Ta'inu, Titanu, we've strayed. Kadosh Baruch Hu, look for us, seek us out. And we ask Kadosh Baruch Hu, Al tis'ala mitchinaseinu, just like it says, Lusuchu l'sa'alem. Kadosh Baruch Hu, don't avoid us, don't hide from us. We're davening to you, but chusana when you did nefesh, chusana ve'al tis'alem. So how come HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mis'alim? Sometimes we feel like we reach out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he's hiding. He's not coming to intervene. He's not coming to help us, not reaching out to bring us back. Doesn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu want to bring us all back? Shabbos Aveda. So the answer is, in the Lach Vidracha, if we have mitzvah Shabbos Aveda, HaKadosh Baruch Hu certainly should want to bring us back. But what's the answer? Chazal Darshan on the word v'hisalanta. It's written, Lo shires shorachicha v'hisalanta. You should say it. Like it says later, Lo tis'ale, Lo tuchal samsi, Lo sira b'salanta. So Rashi brings the Chazal. Ha'omim sha'ata mis'ale. There's a time of b'salanta. If a case of a zakein ben l'fikvodo, for a zakein, it's not l'fikvodo to be metapo with an aveda, to deal with the nitty gritty of tending to someone else's thing and what it takes sometimes. The Mishnah is later in Pelos in Elamitrius, what the responsibilities of a Shomer Aveda are. So then the Zakin is putter from picking the Aveda up. Similarly, Kohen B'Vesak Faris. So there are cases where he, at the course of the being Metame himself, so there's no Chiva Shabbos Aveda. So what's the Musar Haskel says, Rav Schwab? That sometimes a Kohen is putter from Shabbos Aveda if he's going to become Tame. Sometimes a Zakin Vikvodo, it's not, it's pasnished, he won't be metapo with an Aveda. Sometimes we are so sunk in Tumma and Averus that it's pasnish kiyuv for Kadosh Baruch Hu to bring us back. We have to bring ourselves out of the mud and then reach out to Kadosh Baruch Hu and he'll grab us. But if we're still sunk in the mud, kiviyachol, Kadosh Baruch Hu is like a zog ben ufik fodo. He's not ufik fodo. Kadosh Baruch Hu should be. So he's misalim. To bring us out of that state, to be able to, Kadosh Baruch Hu should be able to look at us and take us and bring us back, sometimes it requires sarusa de lesata. We have to bring ourselves out of the mud, get a little closer, so now it's no longer a Zog Ben Ufik Fodo. Now Kadosh Baruch Hu can, so to speak, bend down, bring us out, pull us closer, and in the Kayin Kadiyachu, his mitzvah, Mashallah Sadeh. Sunday, Rabbosai, 11:15. Cheers.